Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 9.
Hear, O Yisrael, you are passing over the Jordan today to go in to dispossess nations greater and stronger than yourself, cities great and walled up to the Shamayim, a people great and tall, the descendants of the Anakim, whom you know and of whom you heard it said,
"Who stands before the descendants of Anak?"
And you shall know today that Yahweh, your Elohim, is he who is passing over before you as a consuming fire. He destroys them and subdues them before you. So you shall dispossess them and destroy them quickly, as Yahweh has said to you. Do not think in your heart, after Yahweh, your Elohim, has driven them out before you, saying,
"Because of my righteousness, Yahweh has brought me in to possess this land."
But it is because of the wickedness of these nations that Yahweh is driving them out from before you. It is not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart that you go in to possess their land, but because of the wickedness of these nations that Yahweh, your Elohim, drives them out from before you in order to establish the word which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. And you shall know that Yahweh, your Elohim, is not giving you this good land to possess because of your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, do not forget how you provoked to wrath Yahweh, your Elohim, in the wilderness. From the day that you came out of the land of Mitzrayim until you came to this place, you have been rebellious against Yahweh. Even in Horev, you made Yahweh wroth, so that Yahweh was enraged with you to destroy you. When I went up into the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant which Yahweh made with you, then I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I did not eat bread, nor did I drink water. Then Yahweh gave me the two tablets of stone written with the finger of Elohim, and on them were all the words which Yahweh had spoken to you on the mountain from the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to be, at the end of 40 days and 40 nights, that Yahweh gave me the two tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant. Then Yahweh said to me,
"Arise, go down quickly from here, for your people whom you brought out of Mitzrayim have acted corruptly. They have quickly turned aside from the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded image."
And Yahweh spoke to me, saying,
"I have seen this people, and look, they are a stiff-necked people. Leave me alone, so that I destroy them and blot out their name from under the Shamayim, and make of you a nation stronger and greater than they."
So I turned and came down from the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire, and the two tablets of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked and saw that you had sinned against Yahweh, your Elohim, and had made for yourselves a molded calf. You had quickly turned aside from the way which Yahweh had commanded you. And I took the two tablets and threw them out of my two hands and broke them before your eyes. and I fell down before Yahweh as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I did not eat bread, and I did not drink water, because of all your sins which you committed in doing evil in the eyes of Yahweh to provoke him. For I was afraid of the displeasure and rage with which Yahweh was wroth with you to destroy you. But Yahweh listened to me that time once more. And Yahweh was very enraged with Aharon to destroy him. So I prayed for Aharon at that time also. And I took your sin, the calf which you had made, and burned it with fire, and crushed it, and ground it very small, until it was as fine as dust. And I threw its dust into the stream that came down from the mountain. And at Tavera, and at Massah, and at Kivrot Hatawa, you made Yahweh wroth. And when Yahweh sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying,
"Go up and possess the land which I have given you,"
then you rebelled against the word of Yahweh, your Elohim, and you neither trusted him nor listened to his voice. You have been rebellious against Yahweh from the day that I knew you. So I fell down before Yahweh the 40 days and 40 nights, for I fell down because Yahweh had said he would destroy you. And I prayed to Yahweh and said, "Oh, Adonai, Yahweh, do not destroy your people and your inheritance, whom you have redeemed in your greatness, whom you have brought out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand. Remember your servants, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Do not look on the stubbornness of this people, or on their wickedness, or on their sin, lest the land from which you brought us should say,
'Because Yahweh was not able to bring them to the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to kill them in the wilderness.'"
And they are your people and your inheritance, whom you brought out by your great power and by your outstretched arm.